Be a trendsetter. Right?
I mean, is that one of the things you've been thinking about doing, or is it just having to happen?
I mean, it was a spur of the moment thing, but it was in the back of my mind. That was one of my better dances I had, in store. So I had to pull it out. Like I said, I had to be a trendsetter.
Eric, did you guys get a chance to watch the New England game last night and understand what it means?
We watched it. That was a tough game, a hard-fought game. Two really good teams, obviously playoff contending teams, and to go to New England and the way San Fran played in that weather was impressive, they deserved a win. And again, New England, the good ball club they are, came back and really fought all the way to the end. And, it was an enjoyable game.
So that means you guys right now, meeting them today, have the 2 seed, but that's something to focus on, I guess, these next 2 weeks, keeping that.
I mean, our focus is on Cleveland. Obviously, there's a lot of ball left to be played, and Cleveland is a very good team. They beat Cincinnati, they beat Pittsburgh, two playoff contending teams again, and they got a great running game and their defense is stout. So our focus isn't on whether we get a bye or not. It's on beating Cincinnati and making sure we take care of this week.
But that was a pleasant surprise last night. I mean, all of a sudden you guys go from number 3 down to number 2.
It's always nice to move up a slot, but when it comes with that territory, you still got to take care of yourself and play good football and make sure that you win your games and just focus on yourself and everything else take care of itself.
Eric, you've had back-to-back 8-catch games. A month before, when you were catching 10 total, is your mindset any different? The ball just spread out, you can be your number one day and not for another.
I mean, my mindset hasn't changed at all. I come to practice, work hard every day to expect to, be the best and expect the best out of myself. And, in certain games, obviously defenses allow, different guys to be open with coverages, maybe with different schemes. And just Peyton's going to find the open guy. He's not going to force it somebody. He's going to make sure he does his job and is smart with the football. And that's just a great team, is when you have a lot of weapons and you have guys stepping up when needed to make plays.
Eric, how much better can you guys play as a group?
Yeah, I thought yesterday was a good test for us, because going to Baltimore, an intimidating place to play, a good football team, to get through kind of the scrambles in the first quarter, and get that interception, go into halftime to play solid offense in the second half, have a good 4-minute drive. I thought that it showed good flashes, and I think we're getting closer and closer. And again, there's stuff we need to work on, we need to get better at. And again, that's a good attribute of this team, is that we're always focusing on what we need to get better at and pushing ourselves and showing ourselves to get better.
Eric, some guys, receivers, are about catches, some are about yards, some are about touchdowns. I'd say maybe you're a touchdown guy.
What, a touchdown guy? I like touchdowns. I like a lot of things. I like touchdowns, I like wins, I like catches. I mean, it's all fun. When you're winning ball games, it doesn't matter how many yards you got, how many catches you got, as long as you're, doing your piece to win the ball game, that's what it comes down to. Because, when the season's over and everybody looks back at the season, they don't look individually, look as a team, what they do. And, our goal is obviously to get to the ship and be able to be the world championships. And that's 1 week at a time, one day at a time for us right now.
Of the 3 stats is touchdowns. I mean, even though that's probably the smallest, that's the smallest number.
Yeah.
Of the 3,
it's the hardest to get, I think, just because when you get to the red area, defenses get a lot tougher, and the numbers are slimmer, are smaller. So it's always fun to find yourself in the end zone.
Browns have a cornerback, Joe Hayden, that draws a lot of comparisons to Champ Bailey. How does it help that you get to prepare against the actual Champ Bailey?
every week, it's nice to go against Champ, Chris Harris, these guys are unbelievable. I mean, our whole secondary is very good, and from training camp on, it's made us so much better, just because every day we have to go against them on one-on-ones, some team drills, and it makes you raise your level of play. It makes you work on things that might be a weakness. So, it's always fun to go against a challenge like Hayden, who's a great cornerback. Good?